بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب فضل الغني الشاكر وهو من أخذ المال من وجهه وصرفه في وجوهه المأمور بها قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وقال تعالى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى صدق الله العظيم. We've just completed the chapter with the heading At-Tanafus fi Umur al-Akhirah wal-Istikthar mimma yutabarraku bihi, which dealt with the competing with one another in affairs of the hereafter. In other words, in acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, success in the hereafter, wal-Istikthar mimma yutabarraku bihi, and trying to get as much as possible of those things by which barakah and blessings can be attained. Now Imam Nawawi rahimahullah introduces a chapter, Babu Fadlil Ghaniy Shakir, a chapter which deals with the virtue of Ghani. Ghani in Arabic will translate this word to mean someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth. Ulama ikram explain it in this way, that in we find there's a term in Arabic, Istighna. Istighna means that you are independent. You have sufficient means to address your own needs. You don't have to stretch your hand out to anybody else. You don't have to ask from anybody else. So this word ghani comes from istighna. In other words, Allah has given you so much in this world that you are now mustaghni, you are now independent of having to stretch your hand out to anyone. Person who is ghani, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth, the requirement of that, or the least he can do, is he can become shakir. He can become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can acknowledge the bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. This is actually matlub in shariat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person, where Allah ta'ala deprives him of the wealth of this world, or he undergoes financial hardship or difficulty, then the requirement of shariat is for him to become sabir, for him to make sabr, for him to patiently persevere in the face of hardship, adversity or difficulty. Contrary to that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him wealth, makes him ghani, then the requirement is shakir. He should make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam Nawawi rahimahullah goes on to explain who is Ghani al-Shakir, who is the wealthy person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes the shukr, who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَهُوَ مَنْ أَخَذَ الْمَالِ مِنْ وَجْهِهِ وَصَرَفَهُ فِي وُجُوهِهِ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهَا. It is that person who earns his wealth in a halal manner, earns his wealth in conformance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the earning is correct, and with that, the spending of the wealth. He does not hoard the wealth. He does not cling on to that wealth. He doesn't hold on to it. What he does, he spends it in such a manner which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to spend it. In other words, he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the spending of his wealth. And when it comes to this issue of poverty or wealth, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we have distributed the things of this world between you. Allah ta'ala, in reality, this world, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَعَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. This world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's examination room. Imtihan gav, every one of us, whether rich, whether poor, whether strong, whether weak, whether healthy, whether sick, Every one of us in reality is being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are wealthy or whether you are poor is not in your control. This is Allah's decision. Allah decides who to make wealthy and Allah decides who to make poor. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah says, لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, whoever Allah decides, we'll give him wealth. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, we will make him poor. Sometimes the poor person, this is Allah's hikmat, Allah's wisdom. Because he was such a person that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him wealth, that wealth would have destroyed his deen and his akhirat. Allah ta'ala out of his mercy puts this person in poverty. Sometimes if a person is made poor, that poverty will destroy his deen. كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَنْ يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sometimes poverty can lead a person to kufr. So Allah ta'ala out of his mercy causes such a person to become wealthy. But in reality, my respected brothers, ulama ikram say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this distribution, where some are wealthy, some are poor, the objective and purpose behind this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. When it comes to wealth, humanity or human beings will be divided into two groups. When we talk of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes wealthy, there are two groups amongst them. One is that group, ulama ikram say, kal murabi, wal ghashash, wal kadhab, are those people who earn their wealth in a haram manner. For example, through riba, through interest, or through deception, or through speaking lies, etc. Such people, we find that the dunya will be destroyed, the akhirat also will be destroyed. For example, one of the manners in which a person earns his wealth in a haram way is through riba, through interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَا وَأَخَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا. Allah ta'ala says, those who will consume interest, they will not stand except the one who has been confounded by the touch of shaitan. In other words, shaitan will completely deceive them. And in some of us Syrians say, even lead them towards insanity. Such is the harmful effect of riba and interest and consuming that which is totally haram and impermissible. Allah Ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. Why? Because they said, إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَا. Like today, a lot of times you tell a person, listen, don't go to the banks. Don't stretch your hand out to those who will lead you towards haram. Stay away from interest. Stay away from taking such loans, etc. So then, mashallah, we are in a zamana or a period of ta'wil where we put our own interpretations. So Allah Ta'ala describes this in the Quran. They say, innamal bay'u mithlu riba. What's the difference? Normal business is same as riba, as interest. If you take to elaborate further on this, like some people will say that to take a loan with fixed return and a loan where the return is not fixed, both is the same. Innamal bay'u mithlu riba. But what is the integral difference? If we will learn the masail of deen, if we will incorporate our business within the parameters of Shariat, one basic difference, Quran tells us, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا. One, normal business Allah has made halal. Riba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram. And this is what, learn from the ulama, get the masail of deen and stay within the parameters of that which is halal. Why? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, O people of Iman, fear Allah and stay away from riba. Give up riba, give up earning in a haram manner. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are true believers. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you will not desist, if you will persist in going towards haram, towards riba, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then know and understand that you have declared war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect us. So we find that Allah Ta'ala distributes wealth. Some Allah Ta'ala made wealthy. They choose to earn their wealth in a haram manner and spend it in a haram manner. Obviously, khasirat dunya wal akhirah. The dunya will be destroyed, the akhirat will be destroyed. Then there are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth. They acquire the wealth in a halal manner, in a manner which is in conformance with Shariat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the tawfiq to spend that wealth also in a halal manner. Spend the wealth to earn the akhirat. Spend it in charity. Spend it in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we have discussed many, many ahadith, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us of the harmful effects of wealth. If we allow the love of dunya, if we allow bakhili, miserliness, etc. to enter our hearts, then obviously, even though Allah has given us the wealth, that wealth will become a means of destroying our dunya and our akhirat. On the other hand, if we stay within the parameters of Shariat, we utilize our wealth correctly, then if we see even in the lives of the Salaf Salihin, the pious predecessors, we find that many of them, Allah gave them wealth. Many Sahaba were wealthy also. But through their wealth, they earn akhirat. Muhammad bin Munkadir, rahimullah, used to say, ni'mal awn ala taqwa Allah al-ghina. He would say, wealth, in other words, the fact that Allah has made me independent, was a great help to me to develop the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked Abu Zinad, rahimahullah, lima tuhibbu ad-darahim wa hiya tudnika min ad-dunya. He said, why? They asked him that, why is it that you love wealth, whereas wealth is taking you closer and closer to the dunya? His response, innaha wa in adnatni minha faqad sanatni anha. He says, even though accumulation of wealth is taking me closer to the dunya, on the other hand, that same wealth has protected me. That same wealth has protected me from the dunya. In other words, I don't stretch my hand out to anyone. I am able to spend upon the people by which I will earn my akhirat. I am able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Ishaq rahimullah used to say, kanu yarawna al-ghina awnan ala ad-deen. That many of the Salaf Salihin used to perceive that if Allah ta'ala has given them wealth, obviously not multi-millionaires, but Allah has made them independent, they used to perceive this as something that will assist them in their deen and their akhirat. So in reality, Allah has given you wealth, Allah is testing us. Will you make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will you utilize that wealth in a manner which will assist you in earning your akhirat? As we can see in the verses of the Quran which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, inshallah. We'll continue, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah.